This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day. We begin another week. Monday, May the 9th, 2016. May the 9th be with you. I don't know why I thought that was funny, but I thought it was funny. Hello. And Victoria went like that. All right. So much for that. So I'm falling on dead ears or dead panels or whatever it is. So my friend Victoria Keelan, even though she disrespects my thoughts for them.
Not true. Not true.
Basically just dismisses them. All right, Kara Schillen is here, and she's not here under protest. Normally she's not here on Monday, but there seems to be a sickness in the family, the Good Day family, so Kara is there doing a yeoman's job. We're all going to work our way through what has happened over the weekend, the listing of the top 10 talk topics, which is a pretty important thing. We take this work seriously. And so when I look over the results of the poll, Victoria, I find no surprises. The folks at Talkers Magazine is responsible for doing the work, and we go through the profile of all of this stuff on Fridays, and it airs over the weekend as well. It's a good way of summarizing what some of the major issues have been on some of the better news talk radio stations that are not necessarily just doing... When I have a different approach to things. I want to talk about everything that's going on in life. A lot of the news talk stations are very political, and thus the focus on the presidential race, and that's understandable. I think we need to be on top of that. So in asking you what was most important to you, you said the presidential race, or at least 25% of you who responded to the poll over the weekend at DougStephan.com, and thousands of people do, 25% said the presidential race. With that in mind, the continuing focus on Donald Trump and whether he's going to be able to unify the Republican Party or not, I have a broader view that came into my mind after, for whatever the reason, yesterday. This weekend was kind of a loss on the farm because it rained here in New England. I don't know where, well, in New York where you are, Victoria, it rained pretty much all of last week. Karen, yes. Washington, it rained pretty much all week last week too, didn't it?
It sure did, and it looks like it was really nice over the weekend, but it looks like it's going to be kind of the same kind of week here, raining again.
Right. Well, we have, we've been told, that sounds like what I, that drives me nuts. Well, we've been told by authorities, I'm just looking at the weather here, and it looks like it's going to be very nice here through the week. So is that what New York weather looks like too?
I think so, and it was certainly gorgeous yesterday, so yeah. It was really nice for Mother's Day, not a cloud in the sky, finally.
Really? Did you visit your mom yesterday?
Yes, we did a late brunch yesterday and had the whole family together.
Both your mother and Lewis's mother, both of them?
Lewis's mother is a whole other story. No, it was just my mom. And,
okay. There's a story there, it sounds like.
Oh,
about a yeah.
One.
Oh, wee.
That's an off-the-air story.
Okay, got it.
But no, we were all, he and I went down to, and we stayed with my family and had a wonderful weekend. It was nice.
It's nice to have family. That's why I couldn't find you yesterday, because you were down visiting Mother's Day. Well, how
yes.
Outrageous of me to try to call you on Mother's Day. My heavens, I should be, I get 40 lashes, or maybe 30 with my discount.
Were you farming? Weren't you farming?
I was. Well, I was trying to, but it was the in and out of the raindrops. Every time I get on a tractor, it started to rain. So I just sort of gave up and started to work on, actually, we had marvelous, Meredith, God love her, spent... most of the day on Saturday and yesterday working with me, sort of fiddling around with the house to make the bedrooms better and to put furniture here and there. And it's just when you move, this is a whole new thing for me. And I'm glad, God love her, that I have her to help me do all of this stuff, because I wouldn't know what to do. Everything just piled up and I just leave it.
It's overwhelming. Yeah.
It really is. And she got a great sense of how to do that sort of thing. Great taste. And she looks at things and thinks about it for a second. Okay, let's put that over here and that over there.
So she has very good spatial intelligence.
Yes, she does. Well, obviously she's intelligent because look who she's hanging around with. But in addition...
No, you know the seven types of intelligences? That's spatial. Oh, okay.
Is it?
Yeah, there's seven different types of intelligence.
And they are?
I don't remember all seven, but there's spatial intelligence is what architects and designers have. They can see an empty space, and they know what can fit in it and everything. And then there's another type that, like, lawyers and public speakers have. There's another type that doctors have. You can I'll Google it and send it to you. It's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're into this Donald Trump time with the Republican Party and trying to figure out why it is that he's having such a tough time with the establishment, and I think I figured it out. That's where I was going when I started talking about the weekend, then we got off on a Mother's Day, but there's an analytical way that I have of looking at things, speaking of the various ways the mind works, and I'm looking at the astonishing sums of money that have been pouring into lobbying since the Citizens United ruling. And it makes me wonder if perhaps the real power for policy resides in the courts, the high-profile posturing and theatrics is in Congress, and is that what campaigns are formed around? The issues be damned. We're not, look who's, nobody's talking about issues, really, but Trump, in a real sense, and Bernie Sanders. So, these people make a fuss about regulations or bills, for example, the Food Safety Enhancement Act, which is a disaster for American family farmers. We'll be talking about that as a thread on and off during the course of the week. As a disaster for the American family farmer, it's a disaster for you as someone who wants to get good, reliable food at reasonable prices. It is disaster. And so these industries, these companies come into Congress and they buy influence. They raise money either to fight an idea or to feed an idea, and it goes to the legislators. That's why when you, was it last Sunday, I think last Monday here, we were talking about the 60 Minutes article, the 60 Minutes story of the congressman from Florida who said, listen, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore, and I'm going to go public with what goes on. 4 hours a day, the average congressman goes to a boiler room, gets on the phone, and tries to find money. And it isn't just for him or for her in their campaign, but about 50% of it goes to the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee. So you can see how this whole system feeds into corruption. And it's not the usual lobbying. It's the next level, if you will. It goes to the courts. And then there's another wave of influence seekers there using legal action to gut or work around existing regulations. Net neutrality is a pretty good example of that. I don't think most people even understand what that's about. Do you?
It's, honestly? Essentially, I think I have a pretty decent grasp of it, but I know most people don't understand it. And, and you know what? And it's really a dumb name because the name is so misleading.
It's the opposite of what's real.
Yeah, it's a terrible. I don't know how it got named that.
So what do you believe happens under net neutrality? How does what we can save this for our tech talk. We're actually going to. We'll have Tech Talk later in the hour. We're going to do, starting today, an hour at 9 o'clock Eastern on technology. And this would be one of the things, it seems to me, we ought to talk about, having people understand what net neutrality really is or how it isn't. We're not talking about net neutrality at all. It's the opposite because the government, when they put labels on things, usually is trying to accomplish the opposite of what the name might suggest. So how do you read net neutrality? What do you sense is the
way that
the
issue? The way I would, in a very basic way, would explain it is that it's there's no preferential treatment to certain companies. So if you have a cable company that gives you internet, or if you're on a different website, any website, everybody has the same speed and the same bandwidth. So you can't be slowed down on a certain site on purpose if they want you to use more data or whatever. So it has to everybody gets the same treatment across the internet.
Okay, so the reason I bring it up is because I'm looking, one of the things I looked at was how in my business, this business, our business, the broadcasting business, how various companies influence what's going on. So far this year, the category of TV and movies and music, these people and these companies have raised almost $20 million to influence Congress. It seems to me, and then there are other companies, the people that own CBS, for example, have spent $10 million trying to influence this legislation. And I'd use this as an example, but it's a good example because it is how all these companies operate. Monsanto operates the same way. American Airlines operates the same way. Come up with the banks, come up with a business, and they got a lobbyist. That's why K Street is the most expensive real estate in Washington now. Because the lobbyists are all vying for offices up and down K Street so they can influence policy. And it isn't just in the legislative process, it's in the courts. And that's the point that I'm trying to make here. I hope I made it. And this is why the system is so corrupt. And this is why the Republicans don't like... Listen, Bernie Sanders is suing the Democratic National Committee for the same reason that Trump's upset with the Republicans. They're trying to screw him over.
Right.
And they have so far been pretty successful. Look at how the delegates have been metered around, and what he has won isn't reflected at all in his delegate count. It's pretty damned outrageous when you think about it. And that's really what people are beginning to see through all of this stuff. That's why they're upset. 18 past the hour here on Good Day.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Yeah. My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Get 20% off at Bed Bath & Beyond. That's what I did over the weekend. There's nothing to do with anything. It's kind of a fun thing to celebrate. Let's celebrate some of the new music. This is new music, Monday music, from Justin Timberlake. Can't Stop the Feeling. So give us the background here, Victoria, as to where this came from.
This is
where did
new,
this come?
New Justin Timberlake, and it's written for the new Trolls movie, which I believe he voices a character in, right, Kara?
Yeah,
you know more
he
about the
does
movie
do
I
a character. And it's actually, I saw on his Vevo page where this video is. There's a couple other videos featuring Anna Kendrick and Icona Pop, the band, who are also doing voices in the Trolls movie. And there's some cute videos of them, like, singing and dancing to this song. So
this is a great
it's
song.
Fun.
It's so nice to hear new Justin Timberlake music.
He's very smart. He's very, very smart. Not only marry somebody who I think would make a very interesting wife, I've always thought that she was an interesting lady, but he just seems comfortable in his own skin. He's not
true.
The usual type of celebrity that wants to be adored. He just seems to fit into a lot of different situations. Didn't he find himself
yep.
as a partner, a player in one of these karaoke things with Corden?
Didn't he hasn't done it yet, I don't think.
Hasn't he?
He probably will.
Oh, yeah, he'd be perfect for that. All right, so anyway, the new Justin Timberlake song is called Can't Stop the Feeling. We try to celebrate. This is the time in each hour where we celebrate all kinds of musical expression. Victoria convinced me to start off the new week with new music. So from Justin Timberlake, we go to Radiohead.
Now, this is not for everybody. I'm just going to issue the warning. This
Burn
is for Radiohead fans.
It's called. And I so you have to explain.
It has. Now, last week we talked about Radiohead disappeared from the internet.
Yes.
And they sent pamphlets through the old-fashioned Pony Express. And
yes.
people were very intrigued, and then they dropped the new album, which is getting good reviews if you're a Radiohead fan. I'm a Radiohead fan. I like this sort of ethereal sound that they have. But this is actually is the number one album right now on iTunes. I was very surprised to hear that. I didn't think they had that much mass appeal, but apparently they do.
Wow. All right, so that's
why. It's a cool, trippy, you know, psychedelic kind of typical Radiohead.
Trying to bring it back, twist it back a decade or a generation to what would be the equivalent 20, 25, 30 years ago of Radiohead. I can't. My mind.
What was like a cool psychedelic rock kind of sound? Deep Purple?
Yeah, maybe the Procol Harum might have been to a point. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So that would have been a softer. See, I've never been one of
the... A little experimental.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I had a job once as a jock in the early 70s. I did a morning program in Boston on a station that played that kind of music. And I faked it well, but I never really got into it. Yeah, I didn't really... like when I was playing country music, I was not... I got into it after I got into it. But I never, even though I was playing the music, I was there for a different purpose. I was there to be filler between the music because right. I had a certain amount of credibility, I guess. I don't know. So it would work for a while. It was an interesting experience. Okay, well, next up, boy, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think you're really going to like the new Alicia Keys. I'm right. really digging this sound for her.
Called In Common, new single for Alicia Keys. There it is.
It's a little bit more poppy than she normally does.
Yeah.
And a little more dancey. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a new album out yet. It's just a single, but...
I don't know. That's new music. New Music Monday. Are you a dancer, Kara?
Not a good one, but yeah, I love dancing.
Victoria, are you a dancer?
I try.
We were talking about that, and I'm not particularly good at dancing, so I don't go dancing. I just know who is. 28 after, this is a good day.
Watch out for the horns. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The halo effect is the tendency to allow a favorable perception of one trait to influence the perception of other traits, even though they may not be linked. In other words, if someone is attractive, people might also perceive that person as trustworthy, despite that those two things don't correlate at all. The reverse is true as well. The horn effect is the tendency to allow an unfavorable perception of one trait to color the perception of other aspects of a person. For example, if you view someone as unattractive, you might perceive that person to be untrustworthy as well. But be careful. It's probably a good idea to be aware of the halo effect and the horn effect, because we all have flaws, and none of us wants to be judged wholly on only part of who we are. For insights and awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello?
Awesome. If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out of stock.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. You're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Case. I guess if you weren't here, you would be able to say, yeah, I'm here. Hello, here. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. My friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen working. There I am again with that. You know how words get stuck?
Yes.
It so annoys me when I do that, and yet I do it all the time. So I need to get disciplined in a way so I won't keep doing that. The situation with Donald Trump, we were talking about the number one top radio topic of the past week, the presidential race, what's going on with it, Donald Trump having a hard time with the party, Bernie Sanders having a hard time with the party. Trump doesn't seem to care. The one thing I wish he would stop doing, he took off on Hillary Clinton this weekend, suggesting that her attitude enabled her husband to be a philanderer. I don't think that has any, there's no way to make that work for you well. I wish he would just leave
that
it alone.
That is so insulting.
It is. It is.
As a woman, that is so offensive.
Well, men it's don't offensive.
Cheat. And when a man cheats, it's not the woman's fault. It's not because she didn't do anything. I mean, if we want to talk about, you know, Beyonce, if Jay-Z cheated on her, it's Beyonce. She's beautiful. She's talented. She's a gazillionaire. And her husband strayed. It's not her fault.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm
sick of everybody blaming the woman or blaming the other woman. No, blame the man. He's the one who did the wrong thing.
Well, it wouldn't make any difference whether it was a woman or a man in my mind, but in terms of who cheats, how that all works, that to take the tack that he has taken, especially given what you just said, if I can just back up for a second, the fact that he has a problem with women to begin with, and to say something like that and then think it through and bring yourself back around to the conclusion that you came up with, which is accurate, it makes no sense to me. And they've gotten this to this point, they've gotten this far, why screw it up? You sort of calmed down, you were beginning to sound like an adult, mm-hmm. You were talking about the issues, so why would you, especially with people who are basically your friends and have been your friends for a long time. So, you know, they aren't as good of friends as Trump is with some of the other people that are in power, but
it's interesting. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the fact that Ivana Trump, his first ex-wife, is still very much involved, and I guess as an advisory person in his life. Well, he's basically saying it's her fault that he cheated on her with Marla Maples.
Yeah, I don't think he.
So how does his first wife feel that about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's not just not smart. Anyway, here is another analyst named Leslie Sanchez talking about what she thinks will come out of the meeting between Trump and Paul Ryan. Ryan has not been fast to jump onto the Trump bandwagon.
The reason I believe that Republicans have gone with such a non-traditional candidate is they want a winner to back a winner. They looked at the establishment elite for the last two cycles and lost handedly and are trying something very different. That meeting has such a significant impact for a lot of other associations and groups that are waiting to see if Speaker Ryan can kind of give a nod to this campaign, even if they don't embrace them fully. But you do need to see some semblance of what the policy shifts would look like, what kind of meat on the bones in terms of legislative solutions he can agree to, and if they can find common ground that supports a good conservative free market platform, that's really where I hear a lot of Republicans want to get to. Where is the substance behind his solutions, and can they work with him as a potential nominee?
They don't get it. They just don't get it. She started out by saying, Republicans, play the first part of that, Kara, would you please again?
The reason I believe that Republicans have gone with such a non-traditional candidate is they want a winner to back a winner. They looked at the establishment elite for the last two cycles and lost.
She's so wrong. This has nothing to do with the party. This has nothing to do with the Republican ratings. The reason Republicans have voted for him is bad. The Republicans are in the way of him. He chose the Republican Party because it would be a lot easier for him to get where he wants to go with the Republicans than the Democrats. And yeah, he was a Democrat. Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. See, that argument doesn't go very far. Dwight Eisenhower was a Democrat during the war, and he changed to be a Republican because the Republicans convinced him that he could win as a Republican. And so he decided he wanted to continue to serve, so he became a Republican. Ronald Reagan was a Democrat for most of his adult life, especially when he was active in the political circles that were the movie industry. Those people are all Democrats, and in order to win, when he wanted to be the president of Screen Actors Guild, he had to be a Democrat. But he was a Democrat. He didn't become a Republican until just before he decided to run for governor of California, and he made the decision based on the fact there were more Republicans in California at the time than Democrats. That's the only reason he became a Republican. And so to look at this and have these people they still don't get it. They're not even close to getting what the story is. They are so fixated on their own life and their own world, they just don't get it.
And I don't think that I disagree with her that when she's saying, oh, they want to back a winner. No, they wanted to back someone who was an outsider. That's why he's appealing. That's why Bernie Sanders was appealing.
I don't even think it's that. I don't think the Republican, there are people that are thinking as Republicans. I don't think as a Republican, when I went in to vote for, I'm a registered independent. I was able to vote in the Republican primary because I asked for a Republican ballot. That's all you have to do in Massachusetts is, okay, what do you want? I want a Republican ballot because I wanted to vote for Trump. And I didn't really want to vote for Trump, but I didn't want to vote for anybody else who was in there because I didn't think they could win. And plus, they weren't really speaking to the issues that were important to me. I want catastrophic change. I want complete change in the way government works because government is so damn broken. And that's what Trump speaks to. Why would you go after Hillary Clinton and her husband? What's that got to do with government? Nothing. Shut up already about stuff like that and keep talking. That's where, you see, the Tea Party did the same thing. For those who are maybe new to the program, I embraced the Tea Party when it first started. I thought it was fabulous because they spoke to one issue that still remains today to be the number one issue for me, and that is fiscal responsibility. How do we make the most use out of the money that gets collected, the hard-earned tax dollars that you and I send to them, and they waste it. They fritter it away. It's outrageous disrespect that they show for the people who work hard to waste 35 cents on every dollar that goes down there. Do you realize how offensive, how disrespectful that is to the tax? They're basically saying, up yours, screw you, we don't care about you, we just want your money. And the latest play in that is something that surfaced over the weekend that is just absolutely over the top. Apparently, Obama's lawyers have found a way for, in terms of presidency, not just him, but because he is the president now, he's been so hell-bent on getting money out of the so-called rich, even though he's benefited more than any other politician in modern times from contributions from the so-called rich. You know, you look at the numbers, how much money he was able to get out of a lot of the people who are so supposedly the elite, the 1% of the 1%. He's so disingenuous. Anyway, so he's determined to change whatever he can, and he knows he can't get it through Congress. So there's some kind of a loophole in regulations that would allow him, as I understand it, to change on his own, as an executive order, the way that there are certain tax benefits that go to people who are very rich. My problem isn't with trying even to get more money. I shouldn't say that because I do have a problem with that. But in terms of getting money to be used for the waste and the fraud and the corruption that they do just to get it, to spend it, and to start the specious argument about the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, that's nonsense and bunkum. The rich, most of the people I know who are rich, have gotten rich because they worked hard to build a business, and they deserve the consideration they get. Now, you can say, well, they got on the broken backs of the people that work for them. I don't hold with that either. There are people who have been taken advantage of because there are some unscrupulous people that run businesses. We know that. There are unscrupulous people in every facet. There are unscrupulous people in religion, for God's sakes. There are unscrupulous people everywhere. Unscrupulous radio people. Look at the ones who took money from Cruz to support him. Yeah. So don't tell me that this is, well, we have to take away from the rich Bernie Sanders and give to the poor. No, this isn't Robin Hood. People who there are those who genuinely need our support and our help because they can't mentally or physically take care of themselves. Those are the people we should bend over backwards to help because they don't have any way on their own to succeed. And then sometimes there are people who get the short end of the stick because of various circumstances, and I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about those, but there are, for the most part, opportunities for everybody. Look at this story that we have at DougStephan.com. The bakery that gave the woman a second chance at employment after she went to prison. That story, she, I think, stole from the bakery, stole money, went to prison, and then they gave her a job again. Those are the stories.
Which is great.
Yeah. So, you know, to this blanket, we got to take money from the rich people because poor people are getting screwed. The poor people aren't getting screwed because the rich people are screwing them. They have to be, people that make money don't get up in the morning and say, I'm going to get this guy. No. It happens. Understanding management. I mean, our tax system in this country is so warped. And that's why people go to the Panama Bank or whatever that name of that bank
right.
is, and
yep.
and put their money here there to save it, because we try to extort money from people and then we waste it, and people don't want their money wasted, so they resist giving them money. Many of those people, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, are good examples who take advantage of this thing that Obama's trying to disconnect from. They are very generous with their money. Look at what Bill Gates and Warren Buffett pledging, what, 80% of their wealth when they die to go to various causes where, you know, an organization that need help. That's fabulous, because in that way they can help and do it in a way that they desire, to not have government extract money to support some charity that we don't want to support. I don't want to support a lot of this stuff. I sure don't want to support the military, the way the military-industrial complex wastes money. But it's the education part. You look across the board, and it's all just a big damn waste of money. So, anyway, I'm sort of off on a toot here. But
no, it's true. But do you think, do you think any one, and I'm not just saying Donald Trump, but do you think any one candidate or the president can do anything to change that, really? You can make small dents here and there.
No, you make small dents, right. It's a tone. It's a tone that gets set, much as anything else. And it's got to start someplace. So that's why people wanted to start in this with either Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump. But don't kid yourself. Any more than the hardcore Republicans or the Republican Party or members of the Republican, it's a coincidence that people who are Republicans would vote for Donald Trump because he's running as a Republican, as it is a coincidence that people who are Democrats are voting for Bernie Sanders. The real support for Trump comes from outside the Republican Party. The real support for Bernie Sanders comes from without the Democratic Party. And that's why he's suing. That's why Bernie Sanders is suing the Democrats, because they're trying to screw him. And they are. As the Republicans are trying to screw with Trump. But
the Republicans are definitely trying to screw with Trump, for sure.
I think the Democrats are really trying to screw with Bernie Sanders, too. That's why he's suing him. At any rate, food for thought. A lot of food for thought here.
Yep.
Here's something for you to think about. How well did you sleep last night? What do you wear when you go to bed? And how is your pillow? We were making these beds. We get a lot of work in the house over the weekend, setting up new beds and pillows. And I get a couple of my pillows. And we were putting pillowcases on. You know, you can go. Actually, we were in the store. We went to Bed Bath & Beyond. And there are my pillow displays everywhere, all over the place there. And you can get them. You cannot get the deal that I have for you with my pillow at a store. You can get it by calling 800-874-8985. Most of you have heard a lot about MyPillow. Displays are everywhere. The story about this guy making pillows for other people. And he says, why am I doing this? I'm just going to sell them myself. Why shouldn't I? And so that's why now, this year, you've seen MyPillow displays everywhere. MyPillow advertising everywhere. MyPillow support everywhere. This is really a great deal. Call 800-874-8985 and get your own MyPillow. And then you'll get another one free. Pay for one, get two. 800-874-8905. Use the promo code DS for Doug Stephan.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Three past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with a focus on Microsoft starting to charge for Windows 10 after the end of July. I have every time, because I'm not a Mac person. My children are. Meredith has an iPad. Well, I have an iPad, but she's got all the stuff, the watch and the iPhone and the laptop. And so when I look at this and I think of how miserable it has been, I've been Windows all along, never really embraced the Mac product. My children, as I said, do want to try to talk me into using this that system. And I just may. I've had horrible trouble with Windows 8. Windows 7, 8 is a waste, complete, just junk garbage. So we're back to 7 because I don't want to go to 10, because every time I hear about they haven't modeled it so that it fits well, Victoria, into my pattern of using it, because I like Outlook. I like to handle my Outlook, where it manages my email, that sort of thing. So what is going to happen here at the end of July?
end of July, Windows 10 will now no longer be free. So you have to buy it for $119. It is free if you buy a new computer that is a 2016 model. It will come with Windows 10. But then when Windows 11 inevitably comes out, you're going to have to buy that too. So they say currently there are 300 million devices running Windows 10. I have yet to meet one person who enjoys it. So
I haven't either. That's why I don't want to do it.
So maybe I helped my mom over. Yeah, I helped my mom yesterday with her computer, and she has Windows 10. And I was so frustrated, I almost threw it out the window. I don't know how anyone can put up with it. And now to have to pay for it, I find that insulting for Microsoft.
So what are they thinking, though? That's the question. What in the world?
Well, they tried to make it cooler, and they tried to make it more to appeal to Apple people. So it was, you know, sort of like, oh, don't change over to Mac, because just stick with us, and we've got the same layout, and it's a disaster.
Well, but my guys, I have two computer guys that I've been using for several years, and they're Mac pros, and they don't like 10. They said to me, "You're not going to like it. It isn't going to give you the way the use of your, you know, I don't like Google. I don't like Gmail in the sense that it is not well organized for me. I like looking at a headline. This is what this is about, and then I can decide where I want to go. Whereas you don't really get that with the when you have your Gmail. Just
and I agree with you. I hate Gmail. I mean, I love Gmail, but I don't use their format because I find it to be so confusing and so annoying. So I use it through my MacBook in a different program that Mac has a mail program that's great. It's very similar to Outlook.
Is it?
Yeah, which is why I love it. I use it. And you can link up all of your different accounts, Yahoo, Gmail, whatever. Yeah, it's great.
Maybe I'll junk that. And Richie's been saying it for years. Yeah, I got to go to Mac stuff and my kids. So maybe I'll do that because I'm not paying for Windows 10. I'm not.
No.
Not at all.
I don't blame you.
All right. Well, thank you. It's been good to say.
I would endorse that.
All right. Facebook and politics in a moment here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, with all this conversation about politics, the Republican National Committee's summer event, I guess that's what they're calling it, in Cleveland, they're going to use Facebook. Now, Facebook has been down and out on Trump, so why are they doing this?
Well, they want to stress that they're doing this for the RNC and the DNC. So they're not saying we're backing the Republicans or we're backing Donald Trump. They've been very critical of Donald Trump. So Facebook as a company, I guess Mark Zuckerberg kind of being the talking head. So they basically want to, they feel that it's an interesting explanation. They say the reason they're setting up lounges and they're going to have computers and Facebook chat and everything is because politics has been trending so heavily on Facebook, they feel like it's a disservice to their users if they don't do this.
Okay.
They said the interest level is there, and that's what's driving them to do it.
All right, makes good sense then. Yeah, all right. Good news. Thank you, Victoria. It's 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.